Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome again to the Coach LaLisa J. Williams Show. I am your co-host this morning, Minister Patricia Martin, and I want to let you know that it's a pleasure being with you on this morning. Well, tomorrow is Saturday, and I'm looking forward to that day. My daughter is giving me a birthday party. Now, I haven't had a party since I was little, so I feel like a little kid waiting on Santa Claus. And for most of you that listen, we know there's no such thing as Santa Claus. But that's what our parents told us as we were growing up, you know, that there was a Santa Claus and that he was coming down the chimney and that he brought us all these wonderful gifts. So today I just feel like I'm waiting on Santa Claus to come. But anyway, I'm glad that you tuned in with us on today. Today's show will be going over LaLisa's book, Release Your Power. At the end of the show, I'll give you some information on how to order the book. Again, for those of you who just tuned in, I am your co-host, Minister Patricia Martin. Coach LaLisa is on the road again today. From time to time, she may be able to come in and speak to you all. So until then, enjoy the show. We're going to start the show this morning talking about making each step solid. But before I go there, I want to read something from LaLisa's book that she stated. It says, from last week and this week, we have been talking about negative and positive thinking. And so here in her book, she said, take a look at the following example of what negative talk can do to a person. She says, as we grow and develop, we pick up a sense of who we are and what we can and cannot do, should not do from others. That as a matter of fact, if you want to run a child's life for life, continue to tell that child they can't. Likewise, if you want to boost a child's esteem and confidence, constantly affirm positive remarks to the things they do and want to be. Even if the child has no intention of being that thing, they will still develop a positive overlook of their life because they will have faith in themselves. She says, my point here is that even though we cannot control what is happening to us, as we grow up, we can make a change once we become adults. And there is no excuse for us not to make the necessary adjustments that we can be as successful as possible. Again, the quickest way to break a habit is to replace it with a new habit. Now, would be a good time for developing a new habit of positive talk. She says, tell yourself something good about yourself each and every day. How many of us tell ourselves something good about ourselves each and every day? I know I don't. I never thought about it until I just read this portion in her book on last night. But at the top, it starts talking about talking something positive to your children. And it takes me back to something that Mr. Percy Walker said on yesterday about when he was small. And he was telling the story about they wanted to do a little school play and how they wanted him, the teacher wanted him to play the part of Santa Claus. And back then he wasn't sure of himself. Well, he was sure of himself, but because of his weight, you know, he was a little chunky, I think that's what how he used it. And so he didn't feel comfortable playing the role of Santa Claus. So a lot of us, we have, you know, I'm not big, but I'm small. You know, so there are certain things I won't wear and certain things that, you know, that I don't wear because of my size. But for the teacher to come to him and ask him to play Santa Claus, and he was already kind of feeling kind of some kind of way about his weight. So it made him feel a certain kind of way to play Santa Claus. But thank God for him, maybe having a mother or a father in his life that put positive things into his life to get him, you know, to support him. So then he ended up writing a book called Success and How I Ended Up Here. And so later on at the end of the show, I'm going to give you information on how to purchase Coach LaLisa's book and Mr. Percy's book. And we're talking today on Coach LaLisa's book, Releasing Your Power. And we're going to be talking on one of her chapters that she has in the book, Making Each Step Solid. Again, for those of you who just tuned in, Coach LaLisa is again on the road, and from time to time she may be able to come in and speak with you guys. But again, she's on the road, and I'm your co-host today, Minister Patricia Martin. And again, we welcome all of you that are on the switchboard. We welcome 513-371. We welcome 609-775. We welcome 609-218. And we welcome 732-900. And we welcome 513-245. They're just a coming. Thank God, Minister Lisa, Coach Lisa must be doing something right because she has all these people tuning in today to her show. Let's give Coach Lisa a hand. Amen. So we thank God for Coach Lisa, and we hope that she is, we know she's on the road, but we pray that she has traveling mercy there and back from her training. This is her last day, so she'll be back with you guys on Monday. But we're going to begin talking from Coach Lisa's book, Making Each Step Solid. And there's a phrase in here from Benjamin Franklin that she wrote. It says, one today is worth two tomorrow. What I am to be, I am now becoming. I just love that phrase. I especially love the phrase where it says, one today is worth two tomorrows. Once a day at work, two tomorrow. So just imagine if we can just put so much into one day. It's worth two tomorrows. I just love that phrase. But let's go on. No matter how dark the road or the way may get, if you have someone is going before you with a light, you will always feel safe and secure knowing that your way is made bright. This is exactly what it feels like when you put out trust in the one and only one who can care for you as perfectly and completely. Oh, I know a man is good at helping and assisting. Women, we know men are good at helping and assisting. God in the things, assisting. Is that say God in the things on the earth, but let's face it, when man says no, God says yes. When man can't, God can. When man won't, God will. Who would not serve and depend on a God like that? So for those of you who are wondering on what we're talking about today, I'm reading from a couple of paragraphs from Minister Lisa's book, Making Each Step Solid. And so, again, at the end of the show, I'll give you some information on how to purchase her book and how to purchase and how to get in contact with Coach Lisa. Again, I am your co-host today, Minister Martin, filling in today for Coach Lisa. Again, we welcome those of you that are in the chat room and those of you that are listening via switchboard. To continue, she says, I have learned to trust God for every step that I make. As a matter of fact, I can't afford not to trust him completely. He's that kind of God. He blesses and cares for us even though we don't deserve it. She says, even when I am unsure about the step, I have faith in the one who knows all the plans he has for me, and even the plans that he has allowed me to choose for myself. It tells us that the Bible tells us that, God has plans for us. We make plans for ourselves. We'll go out there and we'll start doing all kind of things that we think that we should be doing, but that's not what God has for us. It says that God knows the plans that he has for us, and sometimes we just have to, get into our little comfort zone, get into our own little private place, and we need to sit down and ask God where it is that he wants us to go. What is it that he wants us to do? And we need to follow the plans of God, because we realize if we stay in the plan of God and if we follow the direction in which he has us to go, then things would be a lot better. Things would work a lot smoother. We would probably get to that place a lot quicker than we will if we try to do it on our own. They say a lot of times when God is working, we get in the way because we're always trying to fix things. And if we stop trying to fix it and if we let God fix it, then we know it's going to work. And if God gave you something, God gave Minister Coach Lisa, and God gave Mr. Versi and Ms. Arthur Valerie and Coach K, he gave them all talents. And with their talents, they're using their talents how? Because they're using their talents writing books, doing shows like Blog Talk to teach others how to become successful, to teach others how to come out of molestation and how to come out of being prostitution and all the things that have been going on in their lives. And it's good that they share these things with us, because now for some of those who have been through some of these things, they don't feel so bad now, because they look at it this way: my life wasn't as bad as it was also. Because when I look at some of the people's lives, I realize my life is not as bad as I thought it was. I've never been through some of the things that some of the people have been through. So I thank God that I didn't have to go through some of those things, but I thank God for people like Coach Lisa, Arthur Versi Walker, and Arthur Valerie, and Coach Gabe, all of those of you who have taken the opportunity to open up Blog Talk Radios and to write books and to get the word out there and to be able to share it with other people. Because when God, what God said, they said, when he gives you something, he don't give it to you to keep to yourself. He wants you to take it and go out and spread it to others. Because we'd be selfish when we just take things and we just hold it for ourselves. But we don't want to hold it for ourselves. We want to go out and we want to share it with others. We want to be able to help others. And in turn, while we are helping someone else, God is continually blessing us. So it goes on to say, what is stopping you from doing what you want to make your life happy, peaceful, and complete? What is stopping you from doing what you want to make your life happy, peaceful, and complete? Is it your husband? Is it your wife? Is it your children? Is it your job? Is it the people that you're hanging around? What is stopping you from doing what you want to make you happy, peaceful, and complete? What makes you complete? What makes you happy? And whatever those things are, go out and do those things. Don't let anyone deprive you of doing something that's going to make you happy or make you complete. Because 1 out of 10, you'll find yourself on jobs. Mr. Versi or either Coach Elise, I'm not sure which one. I think I might have heard it from one of them. Heard one of them talking, is that we don't want to hang around people or be around people that's not going to help us get to the place that we want to go. We want to be around positive thinking people. So what is stopping you from doing what you want to do? Whatever it is that you want to do, go out and do that. Because a lot of times if you're doing something that you don't really want to do and you're on a job that you're not happy with, 1 out of 10, you're going to make the people that come in your presence unhappy. So we want to be in a situation, in a job, and we want to be in a job that we're happy, where we're peaceful. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I do daycare, but I'm at peace, and I'm happy doing that. Why? Because I love children. I love working with children. And one day I plan to open up my own daycare outside of my home. And thank God to people like Mr. Versi, whose book is pretty much towards businesses and how to operate a business and how to own a business and how to talk, how to go on these interviews and how to dress, because it's a certain way that we have to represent ourselves when we are going out. So let us find out what it is that's stopping us from being happy and that's stopping us from being peaceful and complete. Think on these for several minutes and just think about it and write it down. After you have realized that a change needs to happen and you have accessed your past and let go of those things that are holding you down, it should be clear to you that the only thing that is keeping you from your goal and destiny in life is you. The only thing that's keeping you from doing what you need to do in life is you. So be a go-getter. Get up, get busy. Start doing something. Go towards what it is that you want to do. Again, you know, and she goes to say that I know the plans that I have for you. They are plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a good future. God didn't build this earth for us to be unhappy. He didn't bring us here to be sad all the time or to walk around feeling depressed. God knew what he was going to have us to do when he formed us and when he brought us here. He knew that Coach Elisa would have this Blog Talk Radio. He knew that Arthur Versi Walker would be an author. He knew that Minister Pat Martin would be doing daycare. So God knew the plans that he had for us when we came into this world. It says, sounds to me like your Creator wants nothing but the best for you. Why wouldn't He want nothing but the best for us? For those of you who have children, they say God is our Father, and He wants the best for us. So those of you who have children, wouldn't you want, we don't want nothing but the best for our children. We want our children to be in the best schools. We want our children to wear the best clothes. We want our children to have the best hairstyle if we have daughters, and we want them to have their nails and stuff done. So those of us who have children, we want nothing but the best for our children. So why wouldn't our Father want nothing but the best for us? He don't want to see us struggling. He don't want to see us walking around looking any old kind of way. He wants nothing but the best for us. But the question here is, what do you want for you? What do you want for you? How much longer will you settle for mediocre instead of abundance and prosperity? Don't delay taking action today. Get with the program. God's program is perfect with no defects. Man will always have some defect in his plan. There's always room for error. Don't be afraid of messing up. Don't be afraid of messing up, because we all mess up. There's no one that is perfect. And so, as I think it's Donnie McKirkland, the song says, we fall down, but we get up. So when you fall down, just get back up. Find out what you did wrong. Research it. Go back into it again and try it again. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't let your error cause you not to want to continue. Just pick it up and just keep right on going. This is not so with God. In other words, stop worrying and start living. How many of us worry so much? And the things we're worrying about are things that we don't even need to worry about. We worry about the little small things, and things that we need to be worrying about, we don't worry about those things. So stop worrying and start living. Start living your life. Start living your life now. Start living your life to the fullest. Start living your life and start finding out that purpose. And once you find out that purpose, then you would end up a successful life. Then in order to do that, we have to go back to what we were going back to before. We got to get rid of the negative thinking, and we got to start thinking positive. We got to let go of all those negative people and start hanging around positive people. This is easier said than done for most of us. We can talk this stuff, but it's not easy. Life is not easy. It was never said that it was going to be easy. But it's not going to be easy for most of us. But we just got to keep on persevering. We just got to keep on taking one step, one step, one step, one step. Again, I want to welcome those of you who are in the chat room, 513-245-609-218 and 609-775. And to those of you that are in the chat room, we welcome you on this morning. If you have any comments, if you want to have anything to say, please put your hand up and I'll get to you. Again, I'm your co-host, Minister Patricia Martin. I'm filling in for Coach Belisa, who is again on the road today. And we're praising God that she will make it back here safely for Monday. Again, today is Friday, and I'm just so excited. And I'm just glad that I had another opportunity to come and be with you guys on this morning. So, again, if you have any comments and you want to jump in and stop me, feel free to just put your hands up. She says, it may set me back today. It may set me back, but it will not keep me back. So we can't let she's saying, it may set me back, but it will not keep me back. Now, I know if Arthur Bercy was on the line, I know he can probably run with that. It may set me back, but it will not keep me back. I'm not going to let anything keep me back. The things I do may set me back for the moment, but I'm not going to let it keep me back. Since I have learned how to make each step solid. Once you start doing it, doing things right, it will make you feel better. How many of us feel so much better when we do things right? We feel like a little child. Can you, like a little child, when he's learning to walk, when he or she is learning to walk, if you have babies and you had your baby for the first, and they're getting ready to take their first step, how does that baby feel when that baby begins? How do you feel when your baby begin to take that first step? The baby was crawling, now he's pulling up, now he's walking. And that baby takes that first step. Doesn't it make you feel so good? And then it makes that baby feel good because now that baby feel like, now I'm on my own. I can do this. I can go where I want to go. I don't need anybody's help. I feel good. The baby might not be able to talk to tell you these things, but that baby saying, wow, it feels good to be able to walk. So when you start doing things right, you feel so much better on the inside. The better you feel, the more you will be apt to repeat the behavior. So if you would just believe and take action on your belief, you will see it. And what we don't realize, to fear we give into procrastination with sometimes help as it based fear. Sometimes we procrastinate a lot. You know, procrastination means that we say we're going to do something and we never do it. We say we're going to go here, but we never go. We're going to clean the house today, but we never get to it. I'm going to start school today, but you never get to it. Oh, I might just write me a book today because, it was told to me years ago to write a book, but you never got to writing that book. Procrastination. We have to stop procrastinating and start doing. We have to get on it. So we have to stop procrastinating. Amen? So it says, in the absence of fear, great things can be accomplished. Once we get rid of the fear, we can accomplish great things. So it is imperative that you face your fear and put it in its proper place. Face our fears and put them in its proper place. So it is imperative that you face your fear, put it in its proper place behind you. Remember, fear is something we see when we take our eyes off the prize or the goal. So as long as you continue to work towards your goal, then you won't have time to fear anything else. How many of us are so fearful of starting new jobs, going into a new church? We let that fear, it's like, okay, how are they going to take me? How will they accept me? You know, like you have some kids when they're moving from one home to another, and they're kind of fearful of going to a new school. And so a lot of times our children, when they're entering into new places, they start acting different. Certain things start, and like with us, but with younger kids, it happens more often that they have a tendency to have more fear than we as adults do. And so they have to learn to conquer that fear. I used to have a fear of speaking. I never thought that I would be here today talking on Coach Elisa's show because I'm not really a talker. And then I always had that fear, of what would I say? If I had to go before a lot of people, how do I stand? How do I do that eye contact? So I had a fear of talking in front of people. And so, when we were talking earlier about where we don't know the plans that God has for you and that God knows what we're going to do and what we're going to be before we're even born, I never in my life thought that I would be a minister. That was nothing that I desired. It was nothing that I was even thought about. Working at home doing daycare, that was something that I never thought about doing. I wanted to work in daycare, yes, but I wanted to be in the school or outside of my home. But God knew where he wanted me to be. He knew what it was that he wanted me to do. But because of fear, again, like I was saying yesterday, I had a bookstore. I had a fear of opening up a bookstore. I didn't know anything about operating a business. I'm quite sure even like Coach Lisa talks a lot about Assistant Beverly, the one that owns the dry cleaners over in Cincinnati. And if she's listening today. We say hi to her. And Ms. Coach Lisa talked a lot about her and her dry cleaning. I'm quite sure when she probably went into the dry cleaning business, she probably didn't know what to do. But I think because her father worked in that area, then she probably watched him and he probably taught her. And then she was able to continue doing that type of field. But how many of us walk into a field of and be fearful? We can't let fear control us. We can't let fear set in us. So if there are any one of you out there that is fearful, release that fear. If there's something what you want to do, step out and try it. If you fail, so what? At least you tried. So when people say, oh, well, she did such and such and such, but now she doesn't have that anymore. Well, what did you do? Did you go out there and try to do what I did? At least I tried. At least I went out and I opened up a door to see what I can and can't do. So now it says I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I'm no longer fearful. I'm free. Now I can go out and do whatever it is that I want to do because I know now I'm not going to let fear step in. I'm not going to let fear control me. I'm going to be able to go out and open that business. I'm going to be able to go out and go to school. I was fearful of going to school because I felt like I was too old. We're never too old to do anything. We can do whatever we want to do, whenever we want to do it, we put our minds to it. A lot of times we just don't want to do it. We say we want to do it, but we put no initiative to doing things. I was working with a lady in the hospital when I was working at the nursing home. She was maybe 60, 70 years old, and she was going to school. And I said, wow, so if this lady can go to school at 60, 70, then I know I can go to school and finish. But she said, I don't care if I never use the degree. It's just a feeling of knowing that I paved the way to get there. How many of us are making a way to make a solid foundation for ourselves? Are we taking those solid steps to get where we need to go? Are we getting rid of the negative people in our life? Are we filling our mind with positive things? Are we instilling positive things into our children? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing that will make your family, that will build your that will help you build your family up? What are you doing that will help you to move on and to get yourself together so that you can go out and be happy, so that you can go out and do what makes you content? But in doing all of that, we want to make sure that we keep God first. We want to make sure that we keep him first in all that we're doing, because if we keep him first, no matter what we do, we know it's going to work. Again, we have like 3 minutes left to the show. Again, if we are talking from Coastal Lisa's book, Release Your Power, and I'm asking that everyone just contact her on Facebook, and she will contact you back and tell you how you will be able to purchase her book. So I'm just giving you little steps from her little book and hoping that you will go out and buy the book and that you will support Coastal Lisa, and also asking that you go out and buy Success, How I Ended Up Here by Versie L. Walker. I'm quite sure I've read the book. I've read some of the things out of it, and I'm sure that you will enjoy reading his book. And I'm going to read something from the book. He says, begin to use positive affirmations throughout your day. This will enable you to bring forth positive outcomes in your life. Start with something as simple as this. I feel great. I am wonderful. I am a good salesperson. I will accomplish all that I desire. I shall be the best ever. I will accept the challenges and become victorious. I will receive prosperity in abundance. And this comes from Success, How I Ended Up Here by Versie L. Walker. So start something every day, telling yourself every day that you feel great. I am wonderfully made, that I am a good person, and that I can accomplish anything that I want to accomplish if I set my mind to it. Again, we are almost at the end of the show. I want to thank all of you who tuned in today to the Coach Lalisa J. Williams Show. We will be back again on Monday, again at 7:30 a.m., and we will have Versi L. Walker on Wednesday for his hour of talk. Again, I thank all of you for tuning in. Again, go to Coach Lalisa, www.lalisajwilliams.com, and look up her information. Check her out on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and be able to purchase her book. Again, we thank all of you for tuning in today. I'm your co-host for today, Minister Patricia Marty. I'm filling in for Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Again, I hope all of you have a great weekend this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. And, again, I feel like it's Santa Claus is coming again. I said at the beginning of the show, for those of you who did not hear me, my daughter's giving me a birthday party. My birthday was on Tuesday, so she's giving me a birthday party on tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to the day. I felt like someone waiting on, like the little kids that used to wait on Santa Claus, even though we know that there's no Santa Claus. You know, I'm just excited. I'm just as happy. Waiting on to see who's going to show up, and so we can just get together and just have a great time. And tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we are having a breakfast here at my home. It's called Just For You, and we're going to have a couple of women are coming over, and we're going to have coffee and tea and bagels and donuts, and we're just going to sit around the table and have like a little table talk time. But again, I thank all of you for tuning in. I hope you have enjoyed the show today. I hope you have a very, 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 very safe weekend. Enjoy, and we'll see you again on Monday. God bless you.